What is going on, everybody? We are back for season 2, episode 28 of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. It's also our season 2 finale. Today, we have some interviews from JFK Elementary School, and we're going to learn all about robotics. Teacher leader for instructional technology, Juliet Goryeb, and JFK teacher Jen Shabrick joined the podcast, as well as some students. We've got a great finale for y'all, so sit back and enjoy one last episode of our Most Prevailing Stories to date. It is almost time for our high school graduations. Our 8th grade graduates had their stepping up ceremonies yesterday. We wish them all the best of luck in their freshman year. The Academy will hold their graduation today, Friday, June 7th. Foreign's will be held on Monday, June 10th, and Law will have theirs on Tuesday, June 11th. All three will be held at their respective schools at 5:15 p.m. Our last day of school will finally be here on June 11th. There will also be an early dismissal for the remaining days of school. This past Sunday was the second annual Great Boat Race. The Great Boat Race is a culminating educational event where students across the district are able to showcase their engineering and problem-solving skills by creating a boat made entirely out of recyclable materials. Last year, students were required to make their boat using plastic water bottles. This year, the designated materials were cardboard and duct tape. Congratulations to this year's winners, East Shore. Speaking of winners, congratulations to Harborside Middle School on taking home first place in our annual James Wynn Middle School track meet. This is a great tradition in Milford Public Schools that I even remember from when I was at Harborside. I never personally competed in it, but the smiling faces from the participants were always noticeable. It's a great day for young athletes who go out and aim for gold. Jonathan Law's golf team recently had a strong showing at States, taking third place. They won matches against East Haven, Wilbercross, and Sheehan. Senior Jaden Archuleta broke the school record with a round of 77. Junior Pete Savoy posted the second best round in school history with a 78. Senior Patrick Paulus Harold shot an 83. And senior Tanner Matchett shot an 89. Congratulations to all of them on a strong season. That's all we have for news today. Our Parsons Perks joke of the day is coming up next. All right, everybody, it is our last podcast of the season, which also means it's our last joke of the day. Who am I here with right now?
You're here with Kenny.
We are here with Kenny from Parsons Perks. Kenny, let's hear that joke of the day.
All right, so knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ken.
Ken who?
Ken, you take me to the beach this summer.
We sure can, because it is Kenny's last day with Parsons. Kenny, it's been great having you work here. Do you have any final words for us?
Yes, I do have some final words. So I thank everyone at the building in Parsons. I really do appreciate all the liking you had for me.
Kenny, it's been a pleasure working with you. We're going to miss you. Thank you for coming on, telling us one last joke of the day.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I was recently at JFK Elementary School where I got to observe some robotics action going on in their STEM room. They were able to work with 5 VEX robots, 2 being VEX 123s and 3 of them being VEX GOs. The group's main focus was to figure out how to make the robots move, which is no easy task for our young learners, but they did an awesome job of problem solving and working together. I got to speak with them about it. Here's more. You're trying to figure out how to build a robot that moves. What are some of the strategies you have here?
So basically, like, going on their website to try to figure out some, like, ways that they make the robots move and figure out ways how to make different designs helps us a lot.
You can also go on YouTube and, like, search up, like, how to make, like, the robots move or something.
And, like, another way, like, again, like, with the website, there should be, like, videos and, like, things that can help you build it.
What have you learned from this, and what has been your favorite part?
What I learned from this is, like, hands-on things. You work on it, you'll get it right sometimes. If you don't, you'll try again, and then you'll get it, and then it will work out.
So I learned that, like, you could, like you put, like, you plug, like, one of the things into, like, the little gray cubes, and it, like, you can, like, it's like a green button, and it, you have to click on, like, one of the orange things, and it, like, makes this, like, really cool sound.
And, like, you can, like, make a car or something, like a moving vehicle, And that's what, like, we're trying to do right now, so.
I've learned a lot more about, like, how to build robots and a lot more about technology and robotics.
What I've learned from this is it's not that easy to control robots. So, like, we should be grateful for the people who, like, control robots because it's not easy. And what has been my favorite part was probably how we got the robots. Like, we all work together. Like, like we share ideas of everybody. So, like, we did it all by, like, teaming together.
What has been the most difficult challenge so far, just getting the robot to move?
To having a lot of parts to it. You have to have, like you have to have a clear mindset of working on it.
The most challenging part was, like, when you want to build something, like, you wouldn't know where to put things, and, like, the things might, like, break and stuff. Like, not break, but, like, if you put it on something, it might, like, fall off, and that might be, like, very challenging because they're not really, like, they're sort of not really, like, Legos, so it can't actually, like, do stuff like Legos.
Like, stick together.
Yeah.
Definitely, like, trying to work together because we all have different ideas of what we should do, and sometimes we get into an argument because we can't really compromise on one thing.
Yeah, and that's normal. Because getting into, like, challenging arguments, it's just to help your knowledge and to help, like, it's kind of helping our way into, like, robotics.
Probably when, like, we all don't know what to do, so we get frustrated. Like, when we were doing the hard robots, like, we couldn't know how to, like, get it after we make a car because we didn't find connecting parts. So we all got frustrated, so we just sat there. We couldn't do anything for, like, the rest 20 minutes.
Once we figure out how to get these robots to move, what is something you'd like to get the robots to do next?
I want to make the robots, like, actually, like, have, if I can, like, I want to try to make a robot, like, make, like, a car and a person inside of it, and, like, make it move and, like, make it, like, do a course.
Maybe we can, like, make it how, like, we can make it jump or something, like obstacle courses.
Our teacher leader for instructional technology, Juliet Gorayb, and fifth grade teacher Jen Shabrek also gave some insight on why we do this and what it's all about. We'll hear from Jen first and then follow up with Juliet's interview. Tell me a little bit about this project and why we're doing it.
So Julia and I decided that the kids did their assessments. It's end of the year. Let's give them an engineering opportunity to help build some student agency. And it's really been amazing. We've seen them, you know, they're in the pit, they're problem solving, they're collaborating with their classmates, they're mentoring each other, teaching each other, and ultimately learning responsibility of these awesome resources that we have the opportunity to use for learning purposes.
Tell me a little bit about this project and why we're doing it.
So we are providing an engineering opportunity for the end of year for our fifth grade students. And I'm really excited to collaborate with this class and this grade level because it informs our practice as we plan forward for next year, creative and different ways to engage students with building and STEM and engineering in general. So we look forward to seeing how this program grows organically.
All right, that is a wrap for season two. It's hard to believe we got 2 years under our belt already with this podcast. I really appreciate everyone who has shown support. It takes a lot of hard work to put these episodes together, so any listenership is greatly appreciated. I want to thank everyone who came on the podcast this season to do an interview, whether that be a faculty member, student, or even a guest from outside the district. I also want to thank any principal or faculty member who helped me organize an interview and allow me to come visit their school throughout this very busy year. You make my life way easier than you know. It's been a pleasure to cover some of our most prevailing stories to date.